Good morning. Now it is guest time, and I'm joined in the studio by Francesca Spiteri, who is the founder actually of Butterfly Meadows. And also joining us is Bridget Holly of Bennett Funerals, who is the senior funeral director, and she's the founder of Our Grieving Hearts. And this interview will be part of our Mental Health Matters podcast, which this month is covering grief and mental health. So good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
Lovely to see you. We all know each other because we've all met. I know Francesca very well, and we've met as well, Holly, haven't we?
We've met before, yeah.
Yes, quite a few times. So it's lovely to have you both in the studio.
Thank you.
So if I can start off first with Our Grieving Hearts, Holly, which is what you set up. How did this come about? And tell us about what the organisation does.
So I'm the group leader of Our Grieving Hearts, and Our Grieving Hearts is a support group for people who have lost a child, so bereaved parents, who've lost a child of any age and through any circumstance. And we were set up back in 2011 by Bennett's Funerals. I'm a bereaved parent myself, I should say that right from the get-go. And that's the year that I lost my daughter. My daughter was 12 years old, and she had a very rare lung disease that we didn't know anything about. And she passed away 38 days after it was diagnosed. And I was a woman who had never met somebody who'd lost a child before. And I was desperate to find other parents, because losing your child is such an isolating experience. And I happened to go to a talk that was organised by Bennett's Funerals at the cricket club in Billericay. And they had a very eminent chap there speaking about his own experiences with grief, called Dr. Bill Webster. And at the end of the session, I approached Jane and I said, is there any support that you know of out there for bereaved parents? Because I've lost my daughter this year and that's what I'm really yearning for. And she said that they had been approached by a family that they'd looked after, arranging the funerals for both of their sons. And again, like me, were looking for support. And at that stage, it was really just about getting people together who had a similar experience to see if, you know, how big was this need for people to come together. And I went to the first meeting of that group, and we continued to meet and grow larger, sadly. First Monday of the month, in the evening from 7 till 9, we've had different venues over the years. Fast forward to 2015, and I actually approached Jane Bennett and said, look, I'd like to actually run this group for you, because I want to make sure that more people are aware of it. And in that year, we also became part of a national charity called the Compassionate Friends. And the Compassionate Friends I refer to as our mothership. But they also, because they're a much larger charity, offer support to grandparents and siblings as well. The death of a child is something that will just ricochet not only throughout your family, but through your community. My daughter was at school, so through her school years that she missed out on, her friends going forward, it had a long, everlasting effect on them. So Compassionate Friends are a wonderful charity, and we are now part of them. So going forward from taking over running the group, calling it Our Grieving Hearts, promoting it as widely as we can to attract more people, to just make them aware that there is support out there, I also then became a funeral director. And I think I'm a better funeral director for being through the experience of losing my daughter, because I can honestly say to families when they've come in to see us and they've lost a child, I've been on your side of the table, so you can trust me.
And just to say as well that if people listening out there, it doesn't mean if this has recently happened to you, because sometimes we don't deal with things, and we, you know, you possibly as a mother or a father, you carry on because you might have other children, or you can't allow yourself to grieve. And this can carry, you know, we all grieve in different ways, but it can be carried with you for a very long time. So it's for people out there that might have lost children 10 years ago, 20,
Absolutely.
30, 40,
it
because
really
it still
doesn't matter how long ago your loss was. And in actual fact, that's how we met.
Yeah, that's exactly
Francesca
right.
And I.
So you were at the very beginning of your journey as a bereaved parent, and I was 21 years into that journey. So it was only through talking to when my son died. So he was 21 months. He had a rare genetic disorder for which there was no cure. You know, I had two other older children, so Dawn and Michael, and you know, I didn't know really what to do, but I threw myself into the rest of my life after James passed away. I just keep myself busy. That was my way of dealing with it. So fast forward 21 years, spoke to another bereaved parent, coincidentally, and that just got me thinking. So you're saying about the awareness, Bridget, is I actually Googled it, because we have Google, and I discovered that in the very next road to me where I was living, there was this fantastic group that I'm now part of and proud to be part of. Not that we want to be part of that group, but under the circumstances, it's so supportive. And through that, so even after 21 years, I discovered things about myself that I didn't realise that I needed that support. I thought, I'm okay, nothing's going to change it, he's not going to come back. But it's how you actually cope with it. So all that time, I'd actually kept all of this inside. I had and I went on to have another child, and then just got on with what I saw was getting on with the rest of my life. But all that time, there's that piece of you missing, and I didn't really know how to deal with it. Part of my way of dealing with it was, you know, I discovered that I do like nature. I worked with a charity as well previously, and I really liked how that charity was. They had an outside space, and that got me thinking, well, you know, there is a possibility. First of all, it's like, who's going to listen? But I'm the sort of person, once I've got an idea, which there's lots of them, it's a, right, okay, let's go knock on the door and let's find out who will listen. So as it happens, I had drawn, hadn't I, what I wanted or what I envisaged of my idea, and that was for a place for bereaved parents to go, people like me, that's who I'm trying to support, is for people like me to go out in nature. So you know, once myself and Bridget actually met, and I felt the benefit of joining Our Grieving Hearts, the, you know, we sat together, didn't we, and we spoke about how it could happen. As it happens, it lined up perfectly. I'd met somebody who is rejuvenates and looks after conservation for outdoor spaces, and it just all aligned really well, brilliantly. And I spoke to you, and I suppose he had the yes, we'll collaborate and do this. Contacted the I think you had a contact, didn't you, for St Mary the Virgin Church? Was it Father Stephen, I think you spoke to initially?
I think it's Father Chris was there at the time. Yeah, they were somewhat interested in being involved.
Okay. So we would look after. The idea was that this place was a wilderness, basically, was looked after by the lovely Bill Hindley, but there's only so much one person can do. So I don't know how far we're going to go in with this, but through the rejuvenation, we were able to actually draw in the community. So with the idea is obviously to let other people know. So if I find something a good idea, I like to let other people know about it. And people don't always want to talk about, you know, child death. It's not something people do want to talk about.
You must find, actually, when just to cover that point,
yeah,
is when somebody tells you they've lost a child, you must get people that go and they sort of maybe stand back or don't know what to say. But if you've got that group and you've got other people who've had that experience, you can share, because
absolutely,
they've been through it, because it's you can lose parents, and that's terrible, and grandparents and siblings, but there's something about losing a child, it's awful. So to have that compassion with people that understand must really make a difference. And also there's things that you do, obviously doing this, the groups as well at Butterfly Meadow and Our Grieving Hearts, where you do actually celebrate and you talk about child, and you can laugh and you can bring memories, and so it's all encompasses all of those things.
It really does. To lose a child is it's an unnatural experience. It's the wrong order in which we are as human beings meant to arrive, you know, hatches and dispatches. It's the wrong order for things to happen, which is a big reason why parents struggle with their grief. Mm. And it is a place where people can come and say, you know, oh, I thought this person was my friend, but they crossed the street because they didn't want to talk to me. Or you could spend a whole evening with people who you think are really close to you, and then at the end they'll say, oh, I didn't want to bring up Emily because I didn't want to upset you.
Yeah.
And I think you've missed an opportunity there, because the fact that you've remembered her is enough, actually.
Yeah.
And I think we're pretty rubbish, actually, at dealing with death in this country.
We are. So, if you look at other countries, we do. We keep it very much held in, don't we?
Yeah. It's a taboo subject. Yeah. Because we don't want to upset one another, and we can't deal with how what upset looks like either.
Yeah.
We don't have the skills for that. But in our group, we do. Mm. And, yeah, there is laughter too. And we, at Christmas time, we bring in the photographs of our precious children, so that we can all see who we've been talking about for the past 12 months, you know. It's a very, very special place to be if you've lost a child. It's very safe. I don't give out the venue until I've had a chat with them to safeguard the group, basically. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's a long time that we've been meeting, and we've supported hundreds of people over that time. Mm. And we just want more people to know that we're there.
So if people want to get in contact about our grieving hearts, what do they need to do? Need to email you or
so we have an email address. It's hello@ourgrievinghearts.org. That will come through to straight away to myself and to Francesca.
Yep.
Once I've got to know you, I will give out a mobile number, but you can always get in touch with us via Bennett's, and that's a 24-hour service. And that number is 01277210104. Yep. And ask for Bridget.
We will put all those details up just in case you're listening.
Thank you.
At the end.
Yeah, we'll send you our flyer website, actually, which has lots of other places that we signpost.
Yep.
If what we are is not quite what you're looking for, we have other places that we can signpost.
Yep. And Francesca, the wonderful Butterfly Meadow, whereabouts is it? Because it's open to everybody. As long as you make sure, if you go over there to have a bit of lunch, you keep things tidy,
right,
and stuff, and people can go over there. There's people that put down little stones with like supportive messages and all sorts.
Yeah,
where is it?
So it's at 32 Hall Lane, and that's CM15 9AN, and that's opposite St Mary the Virgin Church in Shenfield. Now it's what's lovely, it's quite magical. It's tucked away from by the cricket club and St Mary's School, and it is to watch it being transformed. So, there was antisocial behaviour, wasn't there? It's now so pretty to go along and listen to the bird song, look at the flowers that are there immediately. Or if there's anything troubling you, your shoulders drop. You know, your whole persona changes. I might be talking about me, by the way.
and the view across Essex from the highest point, is just incredible. You feel like you're really tucked away in the countryside.
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't think you're in the middle of town at all. You know, so it's really lovely, and people are respectful. There's dog walkers that walk, you know, actually just walk through there because there's another pathway nearby where you can actually go on to a walk. We've had the Brentwood Art Trail there as well, so we've been a venue. That's with Villene. So there's artists that will come along and enjoy the view, and that's all exposure for what we do and the support that we provide. So wellness in nature is so important, and it's free.
Yes.
So you can come along. You can either give us a wave. We have volunteer days, I should mention, to carry out the rejuvenation, which is led by our experts, the Essex Wildlife Trust, who are also volunteers. Lovely Bill Hindley, who was looking after it on his own, bless him.
Yeah, but one man and his mower. I mean, he did such a fantastic job.
Yeah.
But so Bennett's were able to bring in some sort of quite industrial farm machinery to actually bring down the nettles. And obviously the nettles need to be there to attract the butterflies. But the place had just, as Francesca says, had become a wilderness.
Yeah.
And all sorts of naughty things were going on in there. The school were no longer able to go across there and do their sort of mini bee studies and looking at nature. And the whole rejuvenation project has brought the whole place back to life and made it somewhere that everyone can enjoy.
Yeah, and that's people power, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That intervention gave us a massive kickstart, didn't it?
Yeah.
And then further along, so that was in 2019, then we went into 2020, as we know, the pandemic, which gave, coincidentally, people a place to go and us more volunteers. So, as you mentioned, with the Brentwood Rocks, you know, the rocks at that time, people were doing the making up the NHS and just hiding them around. And I remember going in, there's three entrances, and one of them, I just stood there and just watched as the children were playing, the families were together, the sun was shining. It was, you know, the grass was growing beautifully, and it was something like a fairy tale for me. That's what goes on in my head a lot of the time. But it really was a real joy to see that something that was an idea was actually supporting our community. And like I said, in a gentle way, spreading the word of the work that we do. You know, like you were just saying, we don't really want to talk about death, you know, or, you know, feeling unhappy and sad about it. But, you know, someone will ask you if it's a physical thing, oh, have you been to the physio? You know, have you been to the doctors about that? But if it's mental wellness, people don't really know what to say to you. You know, just sitting with someone, having a cup of tea, or, you know, just walking beside you if you're going out for a walk, you know. And as Bridget says, mentioning our child's name absolutely is such a lovely thing to do.
And as you said, you've both got different experiences the people in the group have, and it could be something that's happened very like a couple of weeks ago, or it could be 30 years down the line, and maybe you've never been able to really talk, and you've had to carry on with the family and never really had time for yourself to actually process what's happened, or your friends don't mention your child's name because they don't want to upset you, you know, you don't want to mention your name because you might upset your friends and your family. So it's good to be able to talk to people who've had the same experience, and also bring the happy memories and the good times and the laughs and the thing that makes life fabulous is to actually be able to do it's amazing what you both do. You, by the way, Bridget, have been nominated for an award. Tell us all about it.
I've been nominated for the Matthew Gallagher Award. It's an award given to in the funeral industry to people who are studying for their qualification. It's a diploma qualification in funeral directing, which I am studying for. But alongside the studying, that you're also doing something else out of the ordinary. So by offering support for bereaved parents, which is something I will always be, offering that alongside the studying. And my studying actually did start during the lockdown, when I was able to offer support to bereaved parents via Zoom, as everybody sort of switched to the Zoom facility.
Technical support as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was interesting that some people would dip in and out, but they needed the contact with each other, and they were really missing that. So by offering Zoom throughout the lockdown, and then as soon as we were kind of classed by the government as being legally allowed to gather again, we did so as soon as we could, because we knew that for people's mental wellness, they needed to talk and see one another. So for offering that is the reason why I've been shortlisted, and I'll find out next weekend if I am the winner.
And we have to say a very good morning to Jane, because she probably will be listening out there. She does a lot of amazing work in Brentwood. It's Bennett Funerals. Always so involved with the local community and helping, and also providing a wonderful service as well. I've had lots of chats about different funeral services and all sorts of things with Jane. She's just a fantastic person.
Yeah, from a personal point of view, you know, Bennett's have been incredible. With our family member, it's all you know, it's so personal and gives that person, our loved one, the dignity that they deserve, and also for our family. So I just find that they're absolutely incredible, above and beyond, definitely.
Now, you're raising money. Just a quick shout out for you, Francesca, because you were doing some running.
I'm getting outdoors. Okay, so one, it's got to stop raining, please. Thank you. Okay, messes up my hair. Okay. I am from mental health charity Mind. 100 miles in March. I saw that and I thought, great, what a great way to get outside. I've since seen one which was have a brunch, and I thought, maybe I would have seen that one first. Might have been a bit different. But yeah, this 100 miles is really interesting. It does break down into 3 miles a day. And that's in theory when it stops raining. So it's to raise awareness of, again, for to help with mental health. And the support that's out there and where you can be signposted to. There's so many different reasons. You know, people have got their own business, especially money worries now with the cost of living. That seems to be the most, where people are feeling anxiety. And it's just having that, I suppose, that extra support of someone to talk to. And also they can offer practical help as well. Mm-hmm. So the walks, I'm just going to all different places, and you're going to join me on... I'm inviting people to join me for a mile, so...
All right, Michelle. Yes, yeah, bring your wellies.
No, I didn't say that.
But there is a cafe at the end.
Yeah, so I said I'd sit in the cafe probably in a bacon sandwich while waving as you go past in the rain.
It is so nice, even if it's raining. I've been over to the meadow in the rain, strangely, but it's you know, you can shelter under the willow tunnels. And it is really nice just to take that minute to, I do bring an umbrella too, but, you know, just to be in nature and just take that time. So, yes, the 3 miles a day, I am documenting it. We've got a bigger walk, which is 6 miles on the 24th, and that is actually in Havering. And we're going to be, they've got a lovely scenic route that we're going to go around. And then come back and have some tea and cakes.
That sounds the best bit to me, yeah. To be quite honest. But we will put all the details up if you'd like to sponsor Francesca with the money going to Mind.
Yes, it's all going to Mind. That's correct.
Which is brilliant. And also just to mention the Spring Bulb Spectacular Walk on Sunday.
Yeah, so supporting the Essex Wildlife Trust. They do so much. They help so many areas. And one of them is Worley Place in Brentwood, Worley, funny enough. And so every year they have the Spring Bulb Spectacular. So I don't know if you've been over there and seen it. They've got these fields. It's beautiful. It's historic. You can use your imagination. There's signposts as you go along. It tells you a bit about the story. But this this particular time of the year, through February and to April, you actually get a guided tour. So that's what we're going on the 17th, so this Sunday. And it will... the Essex Wildlife Trust are their volunteers, as I said before, and we're just going to go around and find out about the historic Ellen Wilmot and the ghost of Ellen Wilmot. So we'll find out about that as well.
Excellent. So if you want to find out more details, they will be up on the website, and we'll put up all the details for Our Grieving Hearts as well as Butterfly Meadow too, so you can have the details. And as Bridget and Francesca said, if you are out there and you have lost a child, and doesn't matter when it was, if you want somebody to talk to and, you know, some compassion, companionship, friendship, and be able to talk through things, then you've got fantastic support here with Francesca and Bridget. And what a fantastic organisation. Both of you have done something. You've taken an idea and you've actually run with it. So thank you for doing that for the community. Because that is, when you think about it, it is amazing what you've both done.
Bridget is an incredible woman, honestly, an angel on earth. And I really wish you all the best for your for your nomination.
Thank you.
You absolutely deserve it. And
yes.
Thank you, Michelle, for giving us this opportunity.
Thank you for the opportunity.
To voice the work that we're doing.
Yeah, and this is part of, it's going to be part of the mental health broadcast that we're doing. So different guests are coming in on different shows, and then it's all going on one podcast each month so people can listen back and find out what's going on in the community.
That's fantastic. You know, even if it just helps one person, but it will change not only the bereaved parent or their grandparent or sibling, but their friends as well and family who don't know how to respond.
Yeah, absolutely. Lovely to see you both.
And you,
and best of luck with the award.
Thank you.
What question you got?
So today's National Ask a Question Day.
Yeah, is it?
So in the spirit of mental wellness, how do you relax and look after your mental wellness, Michelle?
By getting it in a cupboard and shutting the door until I can't do any more. I think that's the way most people deal with stuff.
Hiding it.
Yeah, so you've got a cupboard and you keep putting... So everyone's got a cupboard at home which you throw stuff in, and then eventually you see part of the cupboard coming open and you put something in front of it, and then one day it just goes...
This is like the Monica cupboard.
Yeah. or the bucket yeah. analogy.
Yeah.
But there's
yeah.
another word for that. What do I do? Oh, gosh. I wish I could say I do something really healthy, but I don't.
What
so,
do
what would I like yeah. to do? Oh, I don't know. I would like to have all the answers. Yes. But I don't.
So you can come join me on one of the walks then, as soon as you didn't have an answer.
And what about yourself?
Mine is definitely, I love going out.
She's
nature.
The great outdoors girl, this yeah. one, isn't she?
I get lost in taking photos as well of, as well as being there. It's just, it's so delightful. The flowers, the inside of the flowers. I mean, you know, might be going a bit, I'll go a bit deep with it, but you can totally lose yourself in it. Even when we've been here at the Brentwood Centre, on a frosty morning, just get down there on that field, beautiful sunrise, and take lovely pictures, and they're lovely to me. So yeah. that's all that matters. And sometimes I'll journal, so I'll just write a few things down, yeah. which I don't actually look back on it. I just carry on. I just write it, get it out, and carry on with my day.
There you go. It's National Ask a Question Day. That's well it. Done. lovely to see you both. Good luck with the award, and we'll be letting you know out there if Bridget wins. But what a fantastic two ladies in the studio. Well done.
Three ladies.
Michelle. Oh yes. Well, depends yeah. really.